Mrs. Schlafly is a constitutional attorney, pro-family leader, and author of 20 books, including Feminist Fantasies. And now the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
It should be clear now that teaching American school kids that they are citizens of the world and we are now part of a global economy is a deceitful message. What the globalists want to do is to con us into a plan to add the poor countries around the world to our list of welfare handout recipients. The United Nations globalists gathered in Warsaw, Poland this fall for another conference to devise language to talk the United States into opening our treasury to the world. This gang of globalists used to spread scare talk about global warming, but when the globe stopped warming 16 years ago, they changed the language to calling it climate change. At their shindig last year in Doha, Qatar, Executive Secretary Christiana Figueres told the world that the real purpose of the UN Framework Convention on Climate Change is to bring about a complete transformation of the economic structure of the world. The most recent big climate news was Typhoon Hainan that struck the Philippines, but assessing liability is considered nearly impossible. Even the global warming advocates admit that it can take years for scientists to determine whether global warming contributed to that event or to increase its severity. This bunch is still licking its wounds about the refusal of the United States to ratify the Kyoto Protocol. They're now at work to replace the Kyoto Protocol with a new legally binding treaty. It is set for completion and signing in the year 2015 in Paris, France, and to go in effect in 2020. Of course, the United States is paying for all the ongoing UN shenanigans. We pay hundreds of millions of dollars a year in so-called dues, while at least two dozen of the 103 UN members pay only $1,000 in dues or less. Yet they enjoy the same voting privileges that we do.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report from Eagle Forum. Chances are you or someone you care about is unemployed or underemployed. At eagleforum.org, in a blog conversation with Phyllis Schlafly, we're weighing the causes and solutions of this national crisis. One thing is certain, more government spending is not the answer. Join the blog at eagleforum.org. Thanks for listening, and join us next time for the Phyllis.
Nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aerin. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aerin process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from TakeFromCaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at TakeFromCaesar.us.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steinblock, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity, Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
In these unpredictable times, you can never be too prepared. Mentally, physically, financially, agriculturally. Real people, real problems, real activism. Welcome to the Bob Tuscan Radio Show with your host, Bob Tuscan.
Welcome to Friday night on the Bob Tuscan Show. Steve Starrs along with you on RBN, and we're glad to have all of you along. And where in the world is Bob Tuscan? Well, we're waiting for Bob, and I'm sure he'll make a cameo appearance. And, of course, this has been a long week for him, I'm sure, as it has probably been a long week for you, too. A lot of news, of course. You know, everything still happening over there in Iraq, and now we have 300 Green Berets going in, apparently, to observe and to look at things and to advise and to gather intelligence. And, of course, who knows what comes in with that. But the whole situation, it seems more ludicrous by the moment when you consider that the very people we are fighting now are the very same people that that Obama and Kerry were pleading for us to arm just, what, 6-7 months ago. And the whole country was up in arms about doing anything to help this ragtag group of very dangerous criminals gain any more power and weapons, which they already have, apparently, going back to Benghazi. You know, friends, I don't know. I mean, how would you feel if you were one of those special forces people and you were being called to go into Iraq and do a job? Well, that's the way a lot of them look at it. I'm just doing a job. But you have to wonder, you know, how many people wonder, is this really serving my country? Is this anything to do with the oath that I swore, you know, to uphold and defend the Constitution against all enemies, foreign and domestic? Is this a foreign policy that's gone wild and insane? Actually, it has been, as you all know, because, you know, since the original invasion of Iraq, well, we won't even call it the original invasion because there was Operation Desert Storm before that, you know, of course. But back in 91 and 92, they continued the no-fly zones and continued a barrage of this kind of stuff until 2003. And now we find ourselves in this quagmire. Well, anyhow, that's Friday, and you know that. I mean, just summing it up, I know you're probably well aware, maybe even more aware than I am in some of these instances and aspects of the whole thing. And hey, well, I'm here and you're there, so let's get on with this show tonight. And hey, let's ring in the weekend, okay? Because we are going to relax. You know, I feel very good for some reason, and I think partly it's due to the fact that the Supreme Court ruled. Did you see the 9 judges in favor ruled that people who work for the government cannot be told that they are not allowed to testify against the government or be whistleblowers, which is a very exciting moment. Now, I don't credit the Supreme Court for being all that concerned about our liberties. I think a lot of self-interest is there because, you know, these people run courts. I mean, they know that you got to have testimony, of course, and they could be in the same situation sometime, couldn't they? And I don't think anybody likes to be in a position of being told that since you're a government employee, you're not allowed to blow the whistle. And so they ruled, and we'll follow up on that story a little bit and kind of get into it. Maybe some of you would like to weigh in on that. And as you may know, or many of you do know, we have a call-in live number where you can call in. And you can talk to our producer, and he'll get you scheduled to get on the air. And he says, as soon as Steve loses his long-windedness, no, I'm just kidding. I try to get to as many calls as I can. Our phone number, if you have your old bingo marker, get it out and dab it down a couple times, make sure it works, 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. And love to hear from you, especially I've always asked for people who were in the armed forces or vets in recent times. Not that I don't appreciate people who are vets from many years ago. I come from a long line of people who've served the country, and I'm not ashamed at all of the fact that they've made their commitment to public, you know, to the U.S. public and to the service of the Constitution. They thought, at least, even though a lot of these wars were should have been avoided, we should have seen through them, that kind of thing. But anyhow, I would like to hear from some of you who are recent in the, you know, maybe going back to, say, Desert Storm 91, or more recent, Iraq 2003, Afghanistan after 9/11. What are your feelings? Or if you're still in the armed forces and you can't talk about it, or for some reason they're telling you because you're another one of those government employees, it's not allowed to blow whistles, right? Well, the heat is off, at least for the moment, according to the Supreme Court ruling, which is very exciting because I don't think the Supreme Court has ever recently had a 9-0 decision where all the justices declared all at once that the law was a basic violation of your First Amendment and, you know, your right to a free trial and your right to speak your mind and to, you know, blow the whistle if necessary. So anyhow, those are the kinds of things that are happening here. And if you've been recently employed or a part of this, love to hear from you. Love to hear what you have to say, and we'll weigh in on some other stories as well, of course. But I do appreciate hearing from people who, you know, have an inside view of their service in the armed forces or in any place. And the overall view of the people in the military is a question I ask. I mean, how many people in the military are seriously questioning the sanity of their commander-in-chief? Do you ever see that? What was that movie, The Caine Mutiny or something like that, a long time ago, where, you know, was it Humphrey Bogart, the guy that was, he was the crazy captain, you know, he kept jiggling these ball bearings in his hand and had this obsessive behavior, you know, something like that. I don't know if that was it, but there's been others, of course. But, I mean, what do you do when, you know, the people who are running your country are insane? I mean, there are serious questions about Barack Obama's mental stability. Well, that's like asking, you know, does Howdy Doody have mental stability? I mean, Punch and Judy, are they stable characters? I don't think Barack Obama is the kind of person who makes decisions. I think he repeats decisions that have been made to other people as the imposter president that he is. But on the other hand, you know, you have to wonder how crazy these people in the New World Order really are. And friends, I know we've often, you know, given them a lot of credibility to say that these elitist types are they're always one step ahead of us. They're always just smarter than we are. They've got these big computers. I mean, they figured out all the angles. They know exactly what they're going to do. And yeah, a lot of times they do plan things long in advance. But they have a lot of their plans don't go the way they expected. And right now with Maliki in Iraq, you know, having difficulties with the American policy, of course, now the news media in the United States is trying to paint him up as out of touch with the people there. Well, I mean, the guy, I would be pretty cynical too, wouldn't you, if you were president of Iraq and you've been trying to, you know, hold things together over the last few years in this disaster that's ongoing. But anyhow, you'd have to ask the real question is, how insane are the people who are running the New World Order, and how badly have they gone with this entire thing? I mean, we're talking Benghazi, we're talking Fast and Furious, we're talking about all kinds of instances now where weapons that we have purchased have fallen into the wrong hands. And now, obviously, the technology and pieces of equipment, Stinger missiles, very hardened artillery, depleted uranium shells, all these kinds of various things that we have somehow managed to lose and that have slipped through our hands are now in the hands of these maniacs who we call Al-Qaeda, who we basically funded and ordained and set in order, you know, to go out and do the kinds of things they do. And it should be no surprise that in that part of the world, friends, people are very, very accustomed to changing sides very quickly in these kinds of battles. This is not the way it works in the United States, and this is not kind of like our ideology. But every man's sword shall be against his brother, and that's happened over there for a long, long time. So we see these kinds of revolts and changes and shifts in power and splits and divisions and things like that happen all the time. It's one of the reasons why the Middle East is so hard to handle, and one of the good reasons Barack Obama should have gotten out of there a long time ago, and he should have fulfilled his promises to end the wars. He should have pulled us out, should have left, probably, if anything, should have left Saddam Hussein in power many years ago. You know, you've heard the quote from Dick Cheney.
Are you facing foreclosure? Worried about late payments? Fight back and stay in your home. Zero Debt Guaranteed can help. We'll send you a free ebook just for calling 800-477-9256. Or go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Get the details on how to remove your risk to your debt. And so important to many homeowners today, how to stop foreclosure.
Forget loan modification.
The Zero Debt in 90 Days system can show you how to get the bank to pay your property taxes and insurance while stopping your foreclosure.
Without paying one dime.
You can take control. Stop foreclosure. Protect your cash, assets, wages, property, and sleep peacefully at night.
We've been helping people for over 18 years.
Call Zero Debt Guaranteed, 800-477-9256. Ask for free information, no obligation. That's 800-477-9256. Or visit ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com now.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com, and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
It's time to utilize your Second Amendment right. No better way than at Knob Creek Gun Range. Check out the large variety with over 3,000 guns in stock. Also, reloading supplies, ammunition, and low admission. Only $10 per person per day. $5 for children 12 and under. And 50% off for active duty and retired military with valid ID. If you don't own any firearms, no problem. You can rent one of ours. Knob Creek Gun Range supplies all your shooting needs. Go to KnobCreekRange.com for more information. Range memberships are available. Visit KnobCreekRange.com today.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology. All while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
Seems the louder we're singing, the less they're hearing. Babylon got them so mindless they can't see Armageddon is nearing. I try to shake them to wake them, but they say they'd rather be sleeping. So don't be surprised if my eyes can't disguise that inside me my spirit is weeping.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Bob Tuscan Show, Monday through Friday here on RBN. And I'm telling you, folks, just keep us lifted up, okay, if you know what I mean, because we are dealing with a lot going on right now to try to keep this show going and the whole network. And folks are overworked, and we need, you know, people. We need some people. We need, our guys just need some rest and some time and everything like that. And I mean, we're burning it at both ends. A lot of people are here, and it's one of the reasons why Bob is not with us right now. I mean, he's trying to work a job, take care of a dog, that dog that he got. You know, you heard that story, but he has a little baby and his wife, and I mean, it's tough. He's trying to pull things together and running a radio show from his time, which was Eastern 10 to 1 o'clock in the morning, 5 nights a week, and then trying to work an 8-hour a day and everything like that stretches you pretty thin. So we're putting everything we can into this right now because we are making progress, friends. I want to encourage you. You know, I mean, there are some things starting to happen. You can see some things are starting to fracture in this wall of the New World Order's elitist castle. And the stuff is starting to crumble in a few places, and they're finding themselves they're in a lot of trouble, primarily because the people they put in power who are, you know, absolute imbeciles, and this is par for the course, I guess. But on the other hand, they are having a lot of trouble holding things together. You've heard Cheney just trying to backpedal and hide and defend his points of view when the man has been all over the map with every bad opinion at every wrong time that anybody could ever come up with. And things are kind of coming apart. And here's an interesting story here from the BBC, June 20th. It says the UN Secretary General warns U.S. airstrikes against ISIS could be ineffective and backfire. What? The UN is even telling us now this, okay? Boy, that's interesting. I'll get to a story later on about the Pope talking about how the drug war needs to continue and how drugs should the idea of legalizing drugs. You know, of course, marijuana is the drug primarily that they're talking about here. But, you know, the drug war and all that. I'll get into that story a little bit later. That was on CBS News tonight. But I want to get into this story real quick here from the UN. UN Secretary General warns U.S. airstrikes against ISIS could be ineffective. Well, yeah, and backfire. Here's the story, BBC, June 20th, 2014. The UN Secretary General has warned that possible airstrikes against ISIS fighters in Iraq could be ineffective. His comments come as it emerged around 300 Iraqi troops battling for control of the Bajai oil refinery are outnumbered and trapped in the facility. The refinery is the country's largest, 62 miles north of Samarra, and the lengthy outage risks long lines in the gas pump and electrical shortages. Well, they've had that already in Iraq, as you know. According to ABC News, the militants have taken control of that area. Now, we know that what they're doing here is they know that is a very strategic position themselves. And they know that by controlling a good portion of the energy, obviously, they will be very strong in this position in terms of holding this ground and keeping themselves well secured and also putting a lot of pressure on everybody. But announcing the dispatch of advisors, the president said he was prepared to take a targeted military action later if deemed necessary, right? Therefore delaying but still keeping open the prospect of airstrikes to fend off a militant insurgency. However, Ban Ki-moon has urged the Iraqi government and its supporters not to retaliate against Sunni communities in revenge for barbaric attacks by the Al-Qaeda-inspired Islamic State of Iraq and the Levant. Okay. And according to ABC News, the militants have taken control of large parts of the refinery following a four-day battle and are willing to keep the government forces inside the facility until they run out of ammunition. Now, if you remember what happened before, and I think a lot of you do, when this starts to go south badly and no one can really hold this territory or somebody's going to be pushed out of there after they fought hard to get into it, that's ISIS is what I'm talking about. They're going to leave a lot of these oil facilities in shambles and burning. So that means that the entire economic wealth, or a good portion of Iraq's economic wealth, could end up being destroyed as a result of airstrikes. This could turn even worse, okay? Now, here in the United States, they say that gas prices are going up, and of course they are, and there have been some reports on that recently. I'm not sure what you're paying where you are. We're about $3.50 a gallon here in the middle Colorado area. We're one of the biggest oil producing counties in the country, of course, thanks to fracking And I don't know. I mean, we'll get into that issue some other time. But the point is simply this, that, you know, they're already raising prices of gasoline. Gold has gone way up. It's not gone up like it used to be, but it's made a very profound move up from the low 1200s up to about 1300. Silver's gone up over $20 an ounce, about $1.05 yesterday. So some of these different commodities are beginning to get very valuable again, and there seems to be a little bit of a threat that there might be a disruption in the business as usual, just as the Fed recently announced that they are going to extend the low interest rates. For some reason, that wasn't good news, or it wasn't good news enough, because people are looking at other things. But this whole point now is that even the UN is warning that attacks on the insurgents or the Al-Qaeda people that we funded up in Syria, who are now fighting us in Iraq after we were supposed to have finished that conflict a long, long time ago, that kind of thing is going to continue, and they're going to continue to fight up there. And if they are attacked by airstrikes, it's very likely there could be retaliation on infrastructure and parts of the country that would leave the energy shortages in full effect, the problems with long lines, a lot of difficulties with communications, electricity, everything going on up there going bad as they go underground to hover together and hunker down under these airstrikes. So that's one of the things that they pointed out in the article. A U.S. military source told them there is very little the Iraqi government can do to save or liberate those guys up there that are right now surrounded at this one oil refinery system. So about the best they can do is send in helicopters, maybe, if necessary, or negotiate a no-fly situation to get them out, which I'm sure the Sunnis would be glad to see them leave. They're not going to be able to hold that space in that location. So that is a big part of what's happening here now. And so even the United Nations Secretary General is warning that U.S. airstrikes against ISIS could be ineffective and backfire. And I see a picture of all these Phantom jets, larger, you know, U.S. Air Force and Army facilitation of all these large airfields that they have out there. Most of it may be rather ineffective at this point in trying to save the country or trying to do anything other than maybe negotiate some sort of a balkanized issue, a division of Iraq into bits and pieces. So that story again, and that was another little twist to it. I think most of you are probably sick and tired of hearing about a lot of this, but you know, this is first and foremost in the current state of affairs. Barack Obama and his press conference announcing, you know, 300 special ops people going in there. Of course, there'll be more than 300. There'll be all kinds of people as backup. There will be drones. There will be aerial surveillance. There will be all kinds of satellite imagery. There will be all kinds of advised attacks, as well as possibilities of some airstrikes that we don't know where they came from. But, you know, obviously they're part of this cartel to try to at least curtail the advancement of ISIS, which is just only, what, 60, 70 miles to the north of Baghdad now, and occupies a good portion of northwestern Iraq. So we will keep you in touch with this. And as we said before, and most of you know, we warned people what a disaster they were getting into back when Kerry wanted to fund this group. Be right back.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The United Voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped to get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Dozens of diseases ranging from the common cold and flu to MRSA and pneumonia are all caused by infectious pathogens that often get the upper hand on conventional medical treatments. Fortunately, a simple, safe, and effective alternative exists. Supernatural Silver is a new and vastly improved type of silver solution that is safe and extremely effective against 143 types of bacteria, both forms of viruses, mold and yeast, and a limited number of parasites. It can even purify water. Supernatural Silver comes in both liquid and gel for internal or external use. With over 180 scientific studies by independent universities, hospitals, research institutions, and nursing homes, Supernatural Silver is a powerful weapon in the fight against disease. To see how Supernatural Silver can give you and your loved ones protection and peace of mind, go to SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off and like us on Facebook.
Herbal Healer Academy presents its spring specials. All sizes of our 500 parts per million colloidal silver are on sale, along with products to help you lose weight, like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic. That's not all. Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom, Wormwood Plus Complex, Stevia Liquid Sweetener, and the Super Enzymes are on sale. Visit HerbalHealer.com to order yours. Request our free 128-page catalog. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time. HerbalHealer.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from TakeFromCaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at TakeFromCaesar.us.
To their names can be added those of hundreds and thousands of others who stood in the way of the new order.
Right now.
Isn't what we're building for.
But wow, can't recall the last time I was a few minutes late, let alone a half hour late, and it was for good reason. It's been stormy here today, and as I was driving on one of these country roads, there was a large bus that was part off the road and part off the other side of the road. In other words, it was horizontal. If the road was vertical, it was horizontal on road, and it was a big accident, and the only detour was to go all the way 30 minutes north and then head all the way back down. What a mess. Did I miss anything, Steve?
Well, Bob, you missed the opening for Friday's show for a very happy crew of the three or four of us and all of our listeners out there. No, actually, I just went over all the stuff, the bad stuff about Iraq, you know, and summed that up. And I think most everybody's heard it already so far, a lot of it, but, you know, put a capstone on that for at least a little bit. And there's other stories, and I am glad you're back, though. Because, you know, how long has it been since we've done a show? Well, I guess we did a little show together.
Oh, once. Stop.
Well, it's been a while. You know, I mean, I miss you, man. I do. And I'm glad to have you back. And, of course, Friday we usually kick back and have a little fun. And I'm sorry you had such a stressed evening. I stressed all the way today, too. I mean, right up to the show I was running around doing things. So, hey, let's just see if we can all relax a little bit, huh? Maybe that's what we need.
I need some REM sleep, brother.
REM sleep? REM sleep?
REM sleep. Anyways, we made it safe, despite the odds. And here we are. And, there's tons of other stuff going on behind the scenes, but enough of that. Okay, so I got a couple mainstream stories that I don't want to talk about. like how I did that?
Yeah.
You thought I was going to get into them. No, I don't want to talk about them.
Okay. This is all the news we don't want
to be quite honest, they bore me.
Yeah, I understand.
They bore me. And on Fridays, we try not to bore Bob.
That's right. Or the audience, either.
Well, the audience is always bored, but that's different.
Well,
that's why we have 10 listeners. But the bottom... what?
10,000 listeners?
Let's keep dreaming. The Bob Tuscan Show. We're going into a, as most of our listeners can tell, we're going through a transition here at the Bob Tuscan Show. And it's exciting. It really is exciting. Because what we're going to get to do is so great and so vast that I'm really, really looking forward to this, and I think you will as well. Long story short, we're going to be having on more guests than ever before. And these guests are going to be fit in between the regular segments that we have. So our regular segment with Steve, our regular segment with Doug from Blacklisted News, and some new ones that we're going to bring on board as well to kind of keep this ship afloat, if you will, despite the odds, despite me having to juggle the family and the job and, you know, the same old stuff. So
right.
I'm excited about that. And if you've been wondering, you know, what's happening here, don't worry, it's only going to come to some sort of positive head. Okay, I can guarantee that.
So. Yeah, I like that idea. And, you know, you and I haven't had a chance to really talk it over as much as we would like to, but I really like the idea of kind of a round robin kind of thing happening, bringing in more guests. And then, you know, of course, I'm here to just be the guy with the guest if necessary, or I can rap on my own. But I'm glad, Bob, that something like this is going to happen, because I think this is going to be really exciting. We got a lot of good people we want to get on the air and, you know, give you guys a little, our listeners, that all of our wonderful listeners, actually.
Sure, sure. Nobody wants to hear me rant for 3 hours Monday through Friday. I sure as hell don't want to hear myself rant for 3 hours Monday through Friday. So what I think we're going to do is going to be quite amazing. We're going to offer a variety, a diversity. Uh-oh, I used the D word. Forgive me. But it's not going to be that forced multiculturalism that the powers that shouldn't be have implemented in our cities. No, this is going to be a diverse, eclectic look through the eyes of many of the greatest speakers. No, that sounds far too egotistic.
Interesting guests. Yeah.
Through the eyes of interesting people, yeah, and we're going to mix it up, and it's going to be different every week, and there's going to be new ways to look at things and new topics, and I want my listeners to participate. We're still going to have open lines like we're doing tonight, 800-313-9443, and we're still going to have plenty of time for people to contribute. But in addition to that, I want to get guest suggestions. I want to get segment ideas from you, the audience, as always, but at this point, we're going to be implementing them in more of a direct fashion than ever before. So you can email me, thebobtuscanshow@gmail.com, bobtuscanshow@gmail.com. With that being said, I'm completely tapped out of the news. Tomorrow's the longest day of the year. I do know that, in case you didn't know that, Steve. Now you know. Yeah. Now you know it's the summer solstice.
This one's actually longer than, is it longer than 24 hours?
I'm not sure.
I mean, I thought all the days were 24 hours, and I didn't know how they got the longest day out of that. I mean, is it?
Yeah, that's a good point. It's the longest daylight of the year.
Oh, the longest daylight, daytime of the day hours.
Yeah, but nobody says that.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
They always say it's the longest day of the year. So, I don't know, Steve.
It's like, well, you know, it's one of those other secrets that they don't tell you, and one of the reasons why the Earth is round, because if it were flat, all the Chinese would fall off.
That's possible. is it possible the Earth is flat, though? Because they lied to us about everything else we learned in school.
Flat as a book. Flat as a tortoise shell.
Yeah.
And, you know, there was always a question, well, if everything was built on the back of a tortoise, what's below the tortoise? And then the answer was, well, it's tortoises all the way down, man. Just tortoise on top of tortoise on top of tortoise.
Hell.
I'm blowing the whole thing. We're having some fun. I'm trying to, you know, lighten up. But I am excited about this, Bob, because, you know, this is just from my point of view that I know that to some extent I come on and fill in. And I would be glad that if we did have a few more guests and stuff like that. So if you're not there and I fill in, hey, I love to talk to the folks. I love to take calls, but I would like to have some great guests and stuff like that. And that'll make it easier for me and you both and everybody else, you know, Doug and John, the Caribbean critic, who comes on quite frequently, and people who sit in on the show with us, to have guests lined up to where, you know, we can spend an hour and a half with a really good interview, a really good interview with people who are just got great information, you know, stuff like that. I'm excited about it.
As am I. And Steve, you know, it takes a village to do the Bob Tuscan show.
Yeah, speaking of a village.
Mm-hmm. How much did you get paid for that bloody book?
Oh, boy, I don't know.
$16 million? Something like that?
Something.
To put her name on the cover and have a ghostwriter write it for her?
Yeah. Well, did you see this story about from Josh Rogan in the Daily Beast where Hillary Clinton took me through hell, a rape victim says? And Hillary Clinton...
I believe this.
Yeah.
And this is a gal, right?
Yes, the woman at the center of the scandal over Hillary Clinton's defense of an alleged child rapist speaks out in depth
because she didn't rape a little boy, Hillary Clinton.
No,
she's a thespian.
A thespian, a player,
an actor.
Oh, an actor. Yes, a thespian.
I'm sorry, a lesbian.
Oh yeah,
Not to offend any lesbians out there. By no means do I want to have her represent your preference. By no means. She's a very bad example for lesbians. But I think it's – all right. I digress. I'm going to put my foot in my mouth fast here tonight, Steve. Jeez.
Yeah. Well, this is an interesting story. Hillary Clinton is known as a champion of women's rights and girls. But one woman who says she was raped – as a 12-year-old in Arkansas, doesn't think Hillary deserves that honor. The woman says Hillary smeared her and used dishonest tactics to successfully get her attacker off with a light sentence, even though she claims Hillary Clinton knew he was guilty. And the victim is from 1975 sexual abuse case that became Clinton's first criminal case as a 27-year-old lawyer, has only spoken to the media once since her attack. A contested short interaction with a reporter in 2008 during Clinton's last presidential campaign run. Now she's 52, and she wants to speak out after hearing Clinton talk about her case on a newly discovered audio recording from the 1980s, unearthed by the Washington Free Beacon and made public this week. So we'll follow up on this story. We've heard the stories about Bill. Now here's one about Hillary in that aspect.
Yep, doesn't surprise me. Folks, we're going to take a quick break. We're going to get to some calls in the next segment as well. 800-313-9443.
The Bob Tuscan Show. Do you love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today and fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey
and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement Strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement Strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get Strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com, Strategy 1, to be free from the IRS. Escapeharassment.com.
That moment of panic. Sheer terror, really. You're afraid to answer the phone. Frightened by who might be at the door. If you're facing foreclosure or being harassed by debt collectors, you know the feeling. You need to visit whatliesinyourdebt.com to turn the tables on the banksters, collection agencies, and other crooks. Whatliesinyourdebt.com has solutions. Whatliesinyourdebt.com features live training webinars from experts, a member forum, support from experts who've been where you are right now and came out the other side in a better financial situation. If you are like millions of Americans who are behind on their mortgage, behind on their credit cards, or just being harassed by debt collectors, then this system is for you. We promise. If you cannot stop your foreclosure, even if it's imminent, if you cannot stop those debt collectors from bugging you, if you cannot clean up your credit, and finally, if you cannot make a few thousand bucks during the entire process, make money from the debt collectors, yes, at whatliesinyourdebt.com, we will refund your money 100% in the first 60 days. Don't fear the bill collectors anymore. Visit whatliesinyourdebt.com.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblatt is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
Lucifer, son of the morning, I'm gonna chase you out of earth. I'm gonna put on an iron shirt and chase Satan out of earth. I'm gonna put on an iron shirt and chase the devil out of earth. I'm gonna send him to outer space to find another race. I'm gonna send him to outer space to find another race.
Bermuda, Bahama, come on, pretty
mama.
To Montego, Jamaica. Ooh, I wanna take ya to Bermuda.
Barbados.
Barbados. John, you're on the air. What's going on?
Well, for 1 minute I thought it was Tuscan's Tuesday, but apparently it's Friday.
It is Friday. Yes.
Yeah, well, I've just been watching those circus clowns, you know, Bill Carno's circus, usually called the White House.
Right.
I mean, the ridiculous nonsense that's going on over there is crazy. It's the best comedy show on the planet.
It is. And if it's a circus, who is the ringleader?
Yeah.
I don't think there's a ringleader.
With all these things going on, you just can't help but giggle, really.
Yeah, it's absolutely
astounding.
So
how are you doing, Bob? We missed you.
Yes, we did.
For a while there.
Yeah, we did. Glad to have you back, Bob, on your show.
I'm here. Thanks for having me on the Bob Tuscan Show, guys.
We're glad. Glad to have you on the Bob Tuscan Show.
Glad to be here. I don't know, man. It's been crazy.
With your new setup, you've interested me and Danny in providing us with a platform. Thanks a lot for that. We're only too willing to help you out with all these different guests and what have you.
All right, yeah, I will definitely keep you guys on board.
Yeah.
We got a lot of complaints about you guys last time, but that's a great thing. So
hey, I like this show. I thought it was really good.
That last show with the last hour, we let that guy from Florida run his mouth too long.
Oh, Curtis. Yeah, I should have warned him.
But anyway, but we did get down to some nitty-gritty after that.
Yeah, that was good. I listened in, yeah. You guys have done some great shows, and we kind of did a merger from when I was hosting earlier in the evening. I think it was Wednesday night, wasn't it? It was Tuesday or something. I don't know, and you guys picked it up right there. We talked about the 13th Amendment, the missing 13th Amendment, and went on and things. And what I've liked about your perspective on the British aspect of all the Saudi Arabian Empire and through the ages, what we have seen over there since, you know, Allenby took Palestine and Lawrence of Arabia, and even before, as you pointed out, John. So I do appreciate your perspective on that.
Yeah, well, the empire has sort of morphed into the Anglo-American Zionist empire now.
Yes, it has, no doubt about it. And, you know, it was interesting, we talked about this off air, but, you know, I was telling Bob this, that, you know, the thing that's interesting that you pointed out also, that any member of parliament can bring up a vote of no confidence at any time in parliament. And how many governments have crashed because there was a vote of no confidence and the prime ministers were thrown out in parliament recently, John? I mean, quite a few, haven't they? Wasn't John
Major?
Yeah.
You know? Several and many times. Basically, if they lose the vote of confidence, then the Prime Minister is obliged to go to the palace and ask to dissolve Parliament, and another general election is forced.
Right.
So we can throw the bums out any time we like.
Yeah, and what's interesting is that after we made the comparison with the United States, after all these years, there's never been a president impeached. You know what I mean? It's like what's happened in the United States with the king being an ultimate authority and power, unremovable, with the president is no longer in effect in parliament that it is in the UK, which is very odd, isn't it? Strange, deja vu, weird turnabout of events, huh?
Yeah.
I mean, I was going to say, though, you can throw the parliament out and the prime minister, but not the queen.
No, we can't throw the Queen, but she's not supposed to have any real political power, but of course she does have a lot of...
Not supposed to.
Yeah, but actually, in fact, according to the settlement, you know, the Act of Settlement, a lot of the powers were reduced, or supposed to have been, but in practice, it hasn't really been effective.
Yeah,
but anyway.
Well, it said sometimes the same people, you know, as Pete Townsend used to sing many years ago, meet the new boss, same as the old boss. And that's what happened when we did have one president who was forced to resign, Richard Nixon. And according to the 25th Amendment, and I think, you know, we talked about this a little bit with Dan, too, Bob. You know, oddly enough, in 1967, the 25th Amendment went into the Constitution of the United States, which allowed, in the case of a resignation, a president to appoint his successor. You know, well, I mean, they forced Nixon out of power, but they'd already gotten Agnew his vice president, and then Nixon appointed Gerald Ford, okay? So it's like that really isn't a removal from power as one would think it should be in a case like this. And so the question is, you know, how do you stop these people with a real, true effective means of altering or fixing or changing the government. And we haven't been able to do that in the United States, which to me amounts to tyranny. You know, I don't think.
Well, it looks like, I mean, from one looking out, looking in, you know, looking into the goldfish bowl called the USA, from my perspective, what is happening, it's not an election anymore. It's a selection, and the two parties select the candidates. They don't, I mean, they ignore what the primaries tell them in many cases, like Ron Paul lost, even though he won the popular vote. The Republican National Committee just threw it out, and so you know that would have been the real choice for the Republican Party, but it was completely thrown out. And you know it's not really a democracy where these various committees can select the candidates, and you're given a Hobson's choice. You either vote for this one or that one. You know, you've not decided which candidate should be running. And then you've got the Electoral College at the end of the day, who then is not bound to take this huge public opinion poll seriously, called the election. And even if the public opinion poll was accurate because of the Diebold machines and others, frauds, you know, it makes an absolute nonsense of representative government.
And so would you agree with me if I were to say and be somewhat self-examining in terms of what I see in this American government, that our election process in the United States, John, has deteriorated to the point of being a banana republic or worse?
Well, basically it is. If you can get yourself selected to stand, then you can buy the presidency, basically. You can outspend everybody because everybody's putting the money in, you know, the corporate interests and the various other interests. I mean, Obama outspent Romney like crazy. You know, you can the whole system, you've got to get rid of this money power in the election process and in the politics.
No question about the votes being rigged, too, all across Ohio. I mean, all it would take is one person in one precinct to say, I voted for Romney here, and I don't see my vote counting. You know, and there was 297 votes for Obama and none for Romney in one precinct. It's very
suspicious. What would that have mattered?
Well, there was a dyed-in-the-wool, a real dyed-in-the-wool Democrat, which I was arguing with at the time. And I said, well, actually, in one precinct, Obama got 109% of the vote.
Yeah.
And he said, no, that couldn't happen. And anyway, I found it on the Electoral Commission webpage and just sent it to him. There you go. It was a complete fraud, that Pennsylvania job for Obama this last time.
Yeah, it was. In Ohio, yeah.
Hold on.
Okay.
Because Bob Tuscan, Party Pooper, is going to bring us out to break. Then we're going to take a bunch of calls. We've got Mark, Fred, and Ed, and you coming up.
Okay, so, I'll let the others jump in, Bob.
All right, John. Thanks, man. Anytime. Folks, it doesn't matter if Romney versus Obama won or the other. I mean, come on. Come on. Come on. Come on.
Well, it's right, the process. Okay, it's obviously
fine. I know it's the process, but... all right. I hear you. We'll be back.
The Bob Tuscan Show. With finance.